Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. Baruch Hashem, we are blessed to be about a week away from Pesach. And I want to maybe begin talking a little bit about the Haggadah and the theme of the night of Pesach and the theme of Pesach itself. Nisan, the month of Nisan, is very much connected to the Yom Tov of Pesach. That's why Pesach is in the month of Nisan, because Nisan is the time of Tshuva Me'ahava. It's the time where we do Teshuva out of love. The month of Tishrei is the month when we do Tshuva Me'ira. We do Tshuva out of fear, out of awe. Like we've mentioned, that there's a machlokas in the Gemara whether Nisan is the beginning of the world, or Tishrei is the beginning of the world. And Tosos learns, we learn that really they're both right. Both Nisan and Tishrei are the beginning of the world, was the creation of the world. Just one was b'machshava, in thought, and the other one was in action. So, and Nisan is the one that in actuality was the creation of the world. But the point is, it comes out that Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom Adin, Rosh Hashanah, which is a time where we recognize what's our purpose in the world, we think about what life is about, that is the time of Teshuvah. That's really what Teshuvah is. Teshuvah is returning to Hashem, returning to yourself, understanding what your life is about. So right now, as we are entering the depth of Pesach, which is the month of Nisan, in the month of Nisan, it's a time where we're returning to Hashem out of love. What is that love? That love is the love that Hashem gives to us and chose us and took us out of Mitzrayim. Kamayim panim lepanim, kein lev ha'adam, right? So too, when you love someone, the other person loves you back. That's natural. When you, chas v'shalom, hate someone, so they hate you back. When you love someone, and that's what happened, Hashem loves us, we love Hashem back. When we love Hashem, Hashem loves us back. It goes back and forth. Of course, Hashem always loves us. That's a different type of relationship, but it works like that. The more a person connects to another person and shows love, then the love comes back. That's just the way of the world. That's the way Hashem made it. Now, we begin the Seder with two words that we all are familiar with, singing the song Kadesh, Orchatz, right? We start off with Kadesh and Orchatz. We start off with Kiddush, and then we wash our hands. Now, the question that many, many Sfarim talk about, now this Orchatz is not the Orchatz of washing for the matzah, it's the washing of the karpas, right? We wash our hands, or the head of the table washes, the head of the household washes his hands. But the point is that all the Svarim, all the holy books, they ask of the question, why do we say Kadesh Orchatz? Kadesh means Kedusha. Orchatz means cleansing. It's supposed to be the opposite. It's supposed to be first I cleanse myself, and then I have holiness. It's not that I first have holiness, right? It's, you don't go have Shabbos, and then once Shabbos comes in, then you go to the mikvah for Shabbos. No, first you go to the mikvah to cleanse yourself, Orchatz. Orchatz means to wash. And then Kadesh, then you have Kedusha, right? Anytime a person, right, the Kohen Gadol going in, doesn't first go into the Kodesh HaKadosh, and doesn't first go into the Beis HaMikdash to have the holiness, first he washes, then he can have holiness. So why the night of Pesach? Is it Kadesh, first holiness, and then we wash? It's supposed to be the opposite. So I'm not sure exactly who says it. I've said it for many people, many tzaddikim, and they say because on Pesach is different. Pesach is different. Pesach means to pass over. Pesach means dilug, to skip, which means that even though normally, in order to grow, you have to first cleanse yourself, and then you have holiness. But during the month of Nisan, during the Yom Tov of Pesach, there's extra, it's called Isarusa de Le'ela. There's help from Hashem. Hashem sort of pulls each and every one of us. Hashem pulls each and every one of us to Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza, like he wants us to come close to him. So he sort of gives us an extra help. He gives us, it skips over. He skips over the regular way. That's why Pesach is connected to Avram Avinu. Pesach is connected to Avram Avinu because Avraham is the lover of Hashem. Hashem is the lover of Avraham. He skipped over, even though he didn't come from Kedusha. Avram Avinu didn't come from Kedusha. He didn't have to do Ur Chatz first. Avram Avinu came from Avodah Zarah. That's what we say at the Seder. Metchila Oivdi Avodah Zarah Hayu Avaseinu. It's talking about Avram Avinu. But what was he able to do? He was able to jump. He was able to skip. He was able to, even though he was dirty, so to speak, even when a person is dirty, so to speak, Hashem wants and accepts and wants you to create that relationship without worrying about it. You know, many times it's one of the things that many times it actually fits with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Many people say, oh, I wish I had Yom Kippur before Rosh Hashanah. It makes sense. I want to start a new year all clean. Why don't I first have Yom Kippur and then have Rosh Hashanah? So there are different answers that are given. But one of the answers that is given is because it shows the love that Hashem has for the Jewish people. I'll take you with your dirt. I'll take you even though you are not totally, you know, clean. Totally clean. Sur me'ra va'ase tov, as the Chiddush Arim says. Sur me'ra, don't worry about the bad you've done. Don't worry about cleansing yourself. Ase tov, just do good. Don't think about all those things that you've done. Don't think about your averus. Just jump right. Sometimes a person in a relationship, it's very difficult. Like, well, you did this to me and you did that to me, and we have to have that conversation. And I can't. It's not the same until we have that conversation. No, just do good. Just send love, and then afterwards we'll figure it out. Rabbi Freifeld, I heard once from him, and not live. I heard from a recording that he was saying that when a person wants to plant a garden and he has a lot of weeds and a lot of thorns, right? So there are two ways to deal with that. You could either rip out all the thorns and rip everything out, or you could just plant and plant and plant, and all of those beautiful plants will overtake the thorns and overtake the weeds. And a lot of times in Avodas Hashem, that's what we have to do. A lot of times we're overwhelmed. A lot of times we have so much that we have to fix. A lot of times we have so much we have to do. A lot of times it's like seems the mountain that we have to climb is just not possible. We have too much we got to get to. I'm never going to get there. How could I make up? How could I apologize for all the past? How could I do change from all the terrible things that I've done? Or how could I? The answer is sur me'ra, don't think about ra, ase tov. Just do good. Pashup shot, that's not what the pasuk means. Sur me'ra v'ase tov means stay away from bad and do good. But the Chiddush Arim is saying, no, don't think about the bad. Don't think about the urchatz. Just kadesh. Just make yourself holy. It's like the Strelitzker says, one of the tzaddikim says, that be'ikvas of the Mashiach chutz be'yazga, which means at the time of Mashiach, there's going to be a lot of chutzpah, right? That's what the Mishnah and Sota, right? It brings all these signs of Mashiach. People are going to be chutzpedik and chutzpedik and this and that. He says that's not what it's talking about. What it's talking about is a person's going to have to be chutzpedik to Hashem, which means I did an Avera last night. I did an Avera this past week. I've been chote. I've done things wrong. But the chutzpah is I'm going to dive into you anyway. I'm going to learn. I'm going to connect to you like I'm already a tzaddik. I'm going to skip the urchatz. I'm going to skip the washing myself, and I'm going to go right in. I'm going to go right into that relationship. And the beauty is that Hashem accepts us. Hashem accepts that from each and every one of us, and He wants that. As Chazal say, "Imasisa chavilu shel mitzvos." If imasisa chavilu shel averus, if you've done so many averus, asay kenegdan chavilu shel mitzvos. You want to do tshuva? Do good. Tshuva is not about. Part of tshuva is about feeling sorry, regret, but that's much later on, and especially during Pesach. Pesach time, Nisan time, is to start new, start fresh, Go take one step forward. Don't worry about moving backwards. This very much connects to Lashon Hara, as we know, right? It's very important always to discuss Lashon Hara. This for sure is connected to Lashon Hara. Why? Because Lashon Hara is when we're seeing the negative. Have a done is called ha-adam l'kafschus, to judge the whole person. And every person you could find something good. Many times I say that. You could see something bad in somebody. Don't try and turn that bad thing into good, because it could be that person has that bad mita. Could be, you're right. Could be that person is selfish. Yes. Could be that that person, you know, is not nice. Could be that that person, you know, is, lazy or whatever. They have that chasaron 100%. But find something good in that person. Find the good. Don't worry about erasing the bad in that person. In all relationships, it's like that. All relationships, can I focus on the good? Could I see the good? Not just like in a nice, cute way, like, oh, you're being positive. You're not living in reality. Many times people say that it's not about living in reality. It's about what are you choosing to focus on? And Pesach teaches each and every one of us. Pesach teaches us that we got to focus on the positive. We got to focus on having a great relationship. You know, I say many times in Shalom Bayis, when people say like, okay, how do I, you know, better my relationship with my wife? How do I better relationship with my spouse? And one of the things that I see a lot is, yes, there might be stuff that you said, there might be stuff that you've done or that you haven't done, right? You haven't done enough. Or you haven't, whatever it might be. Every person knows their relationship. This applies to relationships with your parents as well. A person with his parents as well. In any relationship is focusing on creating a better relationship. Yes, if each person would let the other person just, let's put our past on the side for a moment. We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a week. We'll get to that in 2 weeks. What happens is we get stuck. When there's that negative relationship with a person, sometimes it's just good. Let's go forward. Let's love each other. Now, of course, if you have hurt and you have hurt from the person, okay, of course you have to deal with that. But sometimes we hyper-focus on the hurt and we're not able to do anything. It's either like all or nothing. I have to be totally in love and totally have the best relationship, or I have to heal all my hurt and then we could begin. What Pesach and Nisan teaches us is it doesn't always work like that. The way Hashem wants our relationships, the way we want our relationships to be, is to just positive, deposit in the relationship bank account. Right? You have to look at it. Steve Covey in 7 Habits of Highly Effective People has this. He talks about relationship bank accounts, that when you withdraw too much money, so to speak, too much negative things in a relationship, so you can't keep on withdrawing. You got to add to the bank account of the relationship. And Pesach and Nisan is all about building relationships. That's what it's about. It's about building the relationship with Hashem, building a relationship with your family. And that's one of the things we all struggle with sometimes when we're with our family, fixing the past, recreating, you know, relationships, you know, healing everything. Sometimes it's just about good morning, thank you, being positive. Sur Meira, don't focus on the negative. Va'aseh Tov, and do good. And Amir Tashem, we will all be Zocha, which is how we will be saved from Lashon Hara as well. That Hashem will help us to see the positive. It doesn't mean that there isn't negative. It doesn't mean that there isn't the Urchatz. Urchatz will come. The washing will come. But let's just do Kaddish. Let's jump in. Let's, you know, it's like Shabbos. Jumping into Shabbos. Like, no matter how terrible, no matter how many Averis you've done, no matter what, which is interesting because Pesach is Shabbos, by the way. Shabbos and Pesach are the same. In the Torah, it's called Mimachras HaShabbos. Shabbos is Pesach is Shabbos because it's the same concept. Because a person could do nothing all week, could do all the Averis in the world all week. Person could be down and dirty all week. Come Shabbos, you don't have to do anything. Mekadesh HaShabbos. Hashem brings us and says, I got you. I love you. You don't have to do anything. Maybe you'll do tshuva after Matzei Shabbos. You'll do tshuva. from having such an amazing Shabbos. We should all be zocha to feel the love from Hashem and to be able to just do positive, to do ase tov, to don't think about the bad, just let's focus on the good. With that, also with our chaverim, with Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, let's focus on the good, let's focus on the beauty, and b'schus that we'll be zocha to just hear Yeshua's and Nechamas for all the Jewish people, and we'll be zocha to a Geula Shlema. Have a wonderful, wonderful first moment of the rest of your life.